Thank you, Jesus. Come on then. You guys ready for this? Yeah? This teaching's going to really help you. It's actually, it'll change your life. This teaching will change your life. It's already changing my life and my kids and my family. This is like a truth for our generation, because it's the Bible says redeem the times. So we can redeem time. Now, what does the word redeem mean? That word there means to take the power from another. So you're the government. So is time governing you, or are you governing time? Because time is a substance. So we talk about killing time and time flies and wasting time and quality time. But when you ask someone what time is, not many people actually know what time is. We're passing through it. Now, everybody used to think in Newton's era that all of us were in the same time at the same time, and that time was the same everywhere. What Einstein found was that time was relative, that time only existed for you as a person. So he said the perception of the past, present, and future is a stubbornly persistent illusion, Einstein said. So have you ever been in a moment where you're having a brilliant day, but someone's having a wasted day? So they're in a different time. You know, it's a different time on another planet to what it is here, because it depends on your definition of time, what time it is. So like in the new creation, let's say you're on another planet around another sun, what time would it be? How would you define time? Like, this is something I didn't know, is that time isn't moving at the same speed everywhere. So I don't know if you guys watched the film Interstellar recently. It really illustrated how time works. The time's basically this stretchy fabric. And you can shape time. You can stretch it so that you get everything done in time. Time can bend. It's a substance. They call it the fourth dimension. Time is actually a substance that you can redeem the power of. Now, in the beginning, Adam was in Eden, and in Eden, he had what I call it rich time, which is this. There was no sweat, you're energized, and everything's done within rest and ease, and there's always enough time. So we're meant to live out of Eden where there's enough time to do the thing that you need to do. So can time be stretched so that you do in an hour what someone else does in a day? Can time be bent? Can time be stopped? Can you step out of time? So these are the things I just want to look at. I know your brain might already be frying, but you need to learn about time, because time, whether you like it or not, everyone in this room has got a relationship with time. What I want to do in this session is redefine your relationship with time, so time becomes your servant. You govern time, and time always works for you. And you'll have time miracles. Now, we've had some crazy time miracles. I'll just give you one example. Since the Lord started teaching me about time, and we needed the passport to arrive to go to Ireland, so we went out, and my wife put a prayer thing out, and 20 minutes later, the passports were posted into the house. But get this, the postage date on all the passports was from the future. So they hadn't been sent yet, but we already had them. I posted this on Facebook and someone on Royal Mail said that is a miracle. The whole system is based on those timestamps. So I started talking about this on Facebook, and a woman got in touch with me and said, since I was young, God's been allowing me to travel in time and see different events and have time miracles. And she gave me one example. She said, I felt the Lord wanted me to buy shoes for my sister. So I went to the mall. I wandered around the mall, found her some shoes, eventually went and posted them. When I got home, there was a voicemail message from my sister. I listened to it, and my sister thanked me for the shoes that had arrived the day before. So she'd posted them, so she's actually got evidence of the postage day and the arrival sign-off day, and it arrived before they were bought. Okay. So my wife's starting to see time miracles, because I've been teaching our community on time, how time works, because back home I teach on Kainos, the new creation. So I spent a whole year teaching on the new creation back home, and each session I'd go after different truths. So I started teaching on time, and my wife takes an hour to do the weekly shop. She said, I engage rich time. She said, I don't understand. I got the same shop. It's half an hour. And it keeps being half an hour as long as she's engaging with rich time. It came from encountering heaven because I realized everyone was on time, even though they were going at different speeds. I'll give you an example. You know, sometimes there's gatherings in heaven and like some people go straight there, some would go elsewhere, but they'd be there at the same time. I was like, how does that work? I realized that time will fit what you want it to fit in the kingdom. The time doesn't rule you. It expands depending on how much space you need. So the Bible says, see that you walk circumspectly or wisely, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. The days are evil. So since Eden, we're in fallen time. So poor time, it's called, I call it poor time. I've had to invent terms for time. Okay, so you can use your own term, rich time, poor time, and my own words for it, because I've not heard anyone teach on this. So I've had to like learn from the Lord. The Lord's been teaching me about time and show me how different types of time can be in the same room. So poor time is where you're not getting anything done. Have you ever had a day where you're having poor time? Yeah. Ian Clayton used to say to me, it's strange, I'm doing a day's work in an hour now. And I don't understand it. It's interesting, when you have a time bubble, someone can walk past it and not see it's happening. So I said last night that I washed the two cars and waxed them and polished them in half an hour, and it should have been like a two-hour job. They were very muddy at the time because we'd been away and we'd been parked in a field. And I came in and I thought I'd been out there the normal amount of time, but I came in and my wife said, you can't have done it already. And that's when I looked at the clock and realized I'd had a time distortion. But one of the things that's interesting about time distortion is you don't lose energy because you're back in Eden time. So my body didn't feel like it had done any exercise. So I didn't have that feeling of, oh, I've been scrubbing. And I just knew that I was like full of energy and like feeling great. And like I hadn't washed the car because that's Eden. Now that seems unfair, but that's Eden time. Remember, it says that Adam was not meant to have the sweat of the brow. Sweat of the brow is collapse time or lower definition time, fallen time, corrupted time, the days are evil. Evil time. That seems a bit bad, doesn't it? So it means to redeem is ex ego reso, to recover from the power of another. So if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. So you're not from here, you're born from above. So you're not Terran. You get that, right? You're not from here. So this earth's going to pass away. You can't define yourself in the future as being from here because this is going. You can't define yourself as being Australian because when you start to expand into the cosmos, the creation isn't waiting for you to appear and export Australia. Carlsberg or something. I don't know what you're going. I don't know. God is looking for us to reveal him. That we come as sons, mirroring the divine essence, mirroring the heavenly man. That as we're born the image of the earthly, so now we shall bear the image of the heavenly. Now, if you're in him and he's in you, what's God's relationship to time? Whee! He's the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, and he exists beyond time. Now, it's really interesting. All of time has already happened. So time actually, this era looks, you can actually look online if you want to see what it looks like. It looks like a funnel like that. And you've got like the Big Bang kind of there. And then it's made of slices called space-time, which is like a loaf of bread. All of those slices already exist. What it's doing is you're passing through your perception of where in the slice you are. This is why Moses could go back. John could go forwards. This is why David could pull the future into the past and have David's tent, which was a future era. This is why John could go right to the end and check in at different times. This is why Isaiah can move through the timeline. And he'd say, a virgin will give birth, the suffering servant, the glory will come, earth will be transformed. You guys with me? So space-time exists in God's in time and God honors time. So time is precious. God invented time. And the reason he invented time was so that everything happens in its own space. That's why we have space-time. Time is not separate from space. They're a grid that we exist in. And the reason he invented it was to allow the richness and enjoyment of the moment, because the alternative is that everything happens at the same time. I know that's strange to understand, okay, but God allows time, but we're not meant to be defined or limited by time. So we're meant to know the times and seasons. Now, knowing the times and seasons isn't just about knowing which slice of bread you're in. It's about knowing the times, the seasons. It's about knowing where you are in the strand of DNA that goes through time, the divine strand, the golden strand, and it's knowing your place in it and your context within it and your relationship with it. So we're meant to have an interesting relationship with time. We're meant to taste of the power of the age to come. Now, the age to come, it's interesting. I've actually seen like the shape of it. It's a bigger creation than the one we're in right now. So it actually like goes out like that. And this is called the age to come. Now, we're meant to taste the power of the age to come, which means we pull from out of another creation backwards, which means time bleeds back. Now, in Newton's time, we thought the time was a river only going one way. We now know through quantum physics it's not going one way. It goes both ways. It's our perception of it that's going one way. What do I mean by that? I'll give you an example. When you look through a telescope at light, that light in the past knows you're going to look at it, so it collapses into a photon. If you didn't look at it, it'd just be a wave pattern. But it knew in the past that you were going to do it. So you looking at something changes the past. I know that's hard to accept, okay? I'm teaching quantum physics there, but it's the truth. It's called the observer effect, that you collapse wave patterns into photons by observing them, but it goes back into the past. So you're already distorting time. When you prophesy, you're decreeing the future and shaping the earth around the future, you're future gazing. You're answering the phone call to the future. You're looking into the future. You're tasting the power of the age to come. It's interesting that as we approach the changeover, if you want to call it that, more of it's bleeding back. So we had little bits bleed back, like Enoch. Enoch at the beginning completed the ring. He lived out at the end at the beginning. Same as John. As you approach here, it gets thicker, the amount of it that's bleeding back. In other words, where it says in Scripture that heaven is drawing nigh. So when David had the Holy Spirit before Acts 2, he pulled out of a future period of time. So really, if we say that's Acts 2 there, and David lived there, he already had the Holy Spirit in the past, even though the Holy Spirit hadn't been given, which means you can choose which time slice you live out of. So which era of Christianity or sonship are you from? So what I do is, this is how I bend time and I change stuff around me, is that I've decided I refuse to live in the time that I'm in. Because the heroes of the faith did not live in their own time. Elijah, Cuthbert, Columba, the heroes of the faith, they lived, Enoch lived out of a different time. I mean, Enoch went back into Eden before the cross had happened. Because it had already happened, because he was crucified before. Outside of time. So that all the time's encoded with the record of the crucifixion already, because it already happened before the foundation of the world. This is why the seven spirits look omnipresent. They were created in, if you think of this as another box called the beginning, and then this bit outside it is the before. So there's the beginning and the before. So in the beginning, that's when God created wisdom. So wisdom and the seven spirits exist there. And that's why they seem omnipresent, because they're actually from a bigger dimension. But which dimension are you from? This is where it gets really interesting, that we were hidden in God in the before the beginning. So we actually exist as he is. This is why angels are different to us. Angels are time in... They might be in different times depending on where they are in creation. Because remember, time goes differently depending on which planet you're on. For example, I'll give you an example. Is this too complicated? I'll give you an example. Because time's like a fishing net. If you imagine like a bowling ball or a tennis ball wouldn't pull the net much, would it? A light tennis ball on a fishing net. That's what gravity does. It bends time just a little bit if it's a light planet like the moon, say. A heavy planet pulls the net and makes the days longer. So depending on which planet you live on, the days are different lengths. So the closer you get to the center of the Milky Way is heavy. The center's so heavy, it pulls the net so much that on the fringes of that, you know, a short time there, like half an hour there, so stretched that it's actually 40 years on earth. So how do we move in time? As we spread into the cosmos, how will we define time? Because remember, all of creation's waiting for us, which means whether we accept this or not, earth is just the cradle. It's Mother Earth, where we were, our infancy happened. We've got a cosmic mandate. All of creation is waiting for the revelation of your sonship to free it from decay. What time would it be if you were in another galaxy? In fact, I just read an article this week. If you put a pin in the sky and you look at it with the Hubble telescope, how many galaxies do you think would be in a pinhole? 10,000. There's 10,000 galaxies. It is called the deep field. There's 10,000 galaxies in a pinhole. And they've just found out that they've realized they can't see a lot of galaxies. I think God wants us to grow up. I think he wants to be the definition. He's the chronometer, that we come from Zion. The thing is, we're all quantumly entangled into him. What does that mean is that we're in him and we exist in him, even though I exist here. That is where ground zero is for me, the chronometer for me. We don't define ourselves by time and seasons, because to define yourself by time and season is to say that the sun and the moon govern you. You can only go as high as the headship you're under. So do you define yourselves by the sun then? So the sun is the governing body for you. The days and years, the times and seasons, the lunar influence. You guys with me? I'm going to keep going. So God said, it's time to master time to me. And I've looked that word up, master. It says, giving skill, understanding like a master painter, wisdom and maturity, a thing of beauty, partnership with time, to use this material as it should be used. Now, Daniel saw that the Antichrist, or the spirit that's against the anointing of Christ, shall intend to change times and law. Now, the first time I spoke on this, I felt like so bad that I'd spoken on it. I sat down and said, Lord, I'm sorry. This, I must have gone too far. And the Lord says, if you don't manage it, someone else will. And then he gave me that verse, that they will try and change the times and seasons, because if you're not governing it, then you will be under their government. This is huge impacts. Like sometimes when I'm having a poor day and nothing's getting done, I'll engage rich time and I'll change time around me and it'll get done and I'll energize back in the spirit, come into the government of time, his time. That he makes all things beautiful in his time. Whoa, no sweat, no toil, because he's put eternity in your hearts, Ecclesiastes 3:10. You're already trans time, whether you accept it or not. So isn't this weird? I know this is going to freak you all out. I've just drawn a dimension that's inside you. So we can look at your skeleton, we can look at your arteries and body. We can also look at your spirit. I've just drawn the inside. So he has put eternity in your hearts. Lift up your head, O you gates. One translation says he's put the world or space in their hearts. Lift up your head, O you gates. Gates with an S, everlasting doors. Doors to what? Doors to the heavens. Let's put the heavens above it. Let's say synchronized right now, which it is. But time moves differently in heaven. But they interface. So you see that in Revelation. Like people say there's no time in heaven, but it says there was half an hour of silence. There's time in heaven. And the council engages earth. But what speed does time work there? Because Roland Butt got taken 5 minutes or 10 minutes in the spirit and he was gone 7 months. I talked to a guy once that was Hebraic and asked him about Enoch and he didn't know who I was. He tapped me on the back. He said, I tried to be like Enoch, but I got kids, I got family. I haven't got the time. And he winked at me and walked off as if he'd given me a pill. I just shook my head. I was like, dude, in the time that you've had a cup of tea, I could have been in heaven 6 months. It all depends on how you see time. So the Bible warns you not to come under the false government. Now, this is a funny thing, right? If you think of this as the cosmos, and it's huge, right? 13.7 billion light years, right? At the moment, that's all we know about. We now know it's a multiverse. We know that there's 10 dimensions, maybe more, right? There may be multiple big bangs. Some scientists now think that our universe just sits next to others. So this is just one, right? The solar system's so small, the Milky Way. Like, if you think there's 10,000 galaxies in a dot in the sky, and we're just one tiny one, and then you reduce the Milky Way, reduce it to our solar system, which is a tiny solar system, in, you know, 100,000 light years of space called the Milky Way, and we got this tiny bit, and we're saying that the sun determines our times and seasons. So what have we become? Prophets of the sun. Not the sun. And the prophetic movement is so way off because the prophetic movement is being governed by a lower realm. So the Bible warns you against it. It says this in Deuteronomy 4:19. It says, beware not to lift up your eyes to heaven and see the sun and moon and the stars, all the hosts of heaven, and be drawn away and worship them and serve them. So we can actually serve the sun and moon and the times and the stars. So we can be under the influence of the stars and the sun and the moon. And our culture is defined by that at the moment. Oh. And listen to this. In Ecclesiastes 1:14, it says, I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after the wind. Everything you do under the sun is striving and vanity, or what I call poor time, because you've done it under the government of the sun. For what does a man get in all his labor and is in striving which he labors under the sun? It's meaningless. Jesus came to restore what was lost. What was lost was Adam was transdimensional. Adam could move through the before, the beginning, the cosmos, and what is to come. He was gates and doors, the boundary point. He was the ecclesia to creation to make God visible, because God's invisible. So he became visible through a being called man so that God could never be hidden again. For the cosmos. The future's so exciting. Do you guys look at the future? Do you guys look at the future? You know you're meant to shape your life around the future, like Abraham shaped himself around Abraham, even though it was Abram. That's called convergence. Convergence is when you see the future version of yourself and pull it back. I've seen different future versions of myself. The furthest one I've seen, you wouldn't even believe. Wouldn't even believe. And even like when the Lord showed me, I was so astonished. It was in the middle of talking. I carried on talking, but I detached and went in the spirit. And I was shown this being that was full of sparkles, like fire and poetry and energy. And it was the most beautiful thing, like almost ballet, like a living being. And I went into astonishment and awe. And I was just so beyond myself. I couldn't even, like, and the Lord spoke to me whilst I was preaching at the same time. So there was two of me. There was the preaching one that was pushing words out. But the rest of me was here. My higher faculties were here. My lower faculties were here. And he said, do you know what it is? And I said, no. He said, it is the beauty of the human spirit. And I knew I was seeing the distant, distant future, that there was nothing like us. And I said, wow. And I was being astonished. I said, Lord, I need you to, you know, I need a scripture this. He said, that's easy. He said, but now we are sons of God, but what we will be, we don't know. Yay. Whoa. So we're going to untether from some of the influences of time now, okay? I've got a lot more I could have said about this, but we're running out of time. I should have prayed for a time miracle. We had an awesome time. I told you last night about the time miracle we had. I preached a 52-minute message in half an hour. So the recording's 52 minutes, but it took from 10 to half 10. We so distorted time that the coffee break was an hour. Some people's time froze. Some people left the meeting, came back. It was the same time as when they'd left. Some people's watches went back. The lunch break became 3 hours for us. But it was an hour. Anyway, right. So on Earth, how do we measure time? People used to use quartz crystals in their watch, so we were actually under the government of crystals. And the church was preaching, like, don't touch crystals. And then they're looking at their quartz watch. What's the time? Do you know how a quartz watch worked? It worked off the frequency of the crystal vibrating on an atomic level. And that's how it kept time. So quartz watches are driven by the ticking of a crystal's frequency. So it's like, hey, don't touch the crystals. Quartz. I used to have a quartz watch. But now we use atomic time. And actually, if you're on planet Earth, all of us are under the government of... We're not under it because we're not part of it, but it's actually called caesium. It's a radioactive element, 133. And that's atomic time. And that's how the Earth now governs it. Now, what it does is it ticks really fast in a second, over 9 billion times. And that's how we measure time on Earth. But it's interesting, when they put atomic clocks into space, it goes at a different speed. In fact, it goes at a different speed at the top of a skyscraper than the bottom, because gravity pulls. So if you're in the top of the building, you're in a different time to the person in the bottom, because it's the way you think. You guys are like freaking now. Some people's heads are like going, no way, which room shall I be in? Should I be in the basement or the top? Way. So where can I go from your spirit, or where can I go from your presence? You're one spirit with him, which means you fill all of that time. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I go from your presence? But whose spirit is it? It says, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him, which means his spirit and your spirit are now melded together. Wherever he is, you are. I love this. I love this. I love looking through time. I do it all the time. I love time. But I got a new relationship with time. I got a new relationship with sleep. I got a new relationship with the government of eating and life. And it's changing the older I'm getting. Although we're ancient, this is an incredible thing, we're ancient. Even the way we see our age is just a complete illusion. We're everlasting doors, ancient doors. And we say it's going to be a youth movement. So, youth in the room? It all depends on where you define your government. If you're under the sun, of course they're young. Let's see how that works out for you. So time, actually, Stephen Hawking, one of the most intelligent men on the earth, he says right now, this is a quote from Stephen Hawking, he says, there are tiny crevices, wrinkles and voids in time down at the smallest of scales, smaller than molecules, than atoms, in a place called the quantum foam, wormholes exist. I'm walking through wormholes right now. There are gaps in space and in time. And I'm walking through them. They're constantly being created all around me. But we have got the incomparable power of the age to come. What opens up a wormhole is energy. So I'm actually walking through them right now, whether I want to or not. It's happening to me when I sleep. It's happening to me when I have a cup of tea. I am moving through gaps in space-time. Whee! These tiny tunnels are shortcuts through space, and they constantly form, disappear, and reform within this quantum world. That's where quantum energy comes from. You know, I talked about zero-point energy. If you imagine there's this torrent of water constantly flowing, this unlimited, what they do with quantum energy or zero-point energy is they open a little crack and it pours through. Unlimited energy for all of humanity already exists. The implications of unlimited energy are going to be massive for all of us. We'll be able to recycle everything for a start. Like the thing that stops from recycling is that it's too much energy is needed. Some scientists think it may be possible to capture a wormhole and enlarge it many trillions of times to make it big enough for a human or even a spaceship to enter. Now, I wonder what was going on at the beginning. Let us build a tower into the heavens. And the Lord looked down and said, if we don't stop them, they're going to do it. Warm. Do you think a rocket's going to take you to the stars? Rocket fuel? Even at top speeds, if we could travel at the speed of light, the closest place to us is 100 years away. Closest star. And all of it exists just by there. There was an article recently in Charisma where they criticized a ministry because they said this ministry wasn't talking about miracles or healing, and evangelism. But the book of truth that the Lord's releasing is to understand the truth of reality, because the truth will set you free from the illusion. Daniel's book is to understand the times and seasons, remember? He understood the times and seasons. He understood government. Yay! We're all time traveling right now. Even your goldfish, your dog, because Earth is traveling at a certain speed through the cosmos. which means even time is bending round Earth relative to the rest of the universe. So we're not, so even though we're on a certain weight, we're also traveling at a speed that's changing time for us. I'm almost done, guys. I'm going to keep going a minute. So people have started sharing time miracles with me. A guy shared with me in Coeur d'Alene that when he was younger, he would always leave late for work, but always arrive on time. It was a grace that God put on his life. Another person contacted me and said they did a courtroom in a healing session and it hadn't used up time. That's called redeeming the times. Hey. Wee. Millie Bennett is quite often late traveling places, but on time. And she's had many time miracles. I mean, a GPS always says it's going to take 2 hours, 3 hours. She always gets it with an hour to spare, 2 hours to spare. One time she was at the airport and she realized she was going to be late. So she engaged time in the taxi and the clock in the taxi went back, but the pickup time was the same. So she was picked up in the future. Do you get that? It showed that she was picked up in the future and time had gone back. She's done that twice. She's had one time where she was going to crash straight on into another car. She bent time. It froze for everyone except her. And it kind of, she bent the car through the space. She was just telling me, we were just in South Africa together, that she was at a friend's house and they had like a couple of tomatoes on the plant. She blessed the plant. The next day it was covered in tomatoes. You know, in the millennium, have you seen how people do gardening in the millennium? They plant the seed and it just goes. Some people actually form living structures, organic housing. Stephen Hawking says, time travel was once considered scientific heresy. I used to avoid talking about it for fear of being labeled a crank, but these days I'm not so cautious. In fact, I'm obsessed by time. Okay, this is where I want to change it now, and we're going to just go for time quickly. It says this, the Lord is your protector, there at your right hand to shade you from the sun. You've got a sunshade. You won't be harmed by the sun during the day or by the moon at night. The Lord will protect you and keep you safe. So you can be harmed by the moon? Did you hear that, what the Bible says? That you, unless you're under this covering, this bubble of kainos, this bubble of life, this divine essence, this union, you can be harmed by the sun and the moon. This is a picture of the future church. It says, a great sign, revelation, and wonder, future events of ominous significance appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and with a crown-like garland of 12 stars. The future church will own the 12 houses that have been gravitated to speak into the earth. We will be clothed in the sun, not under the sun, and the moon will be under our feet. And listen to this. This is one of the weirdest verses, Isaiah 24. And so it will happen in that day. The Lord will punish the host of heaven on high, the kings of the earth. They will be gathered together like prisoners in the dungeon and will be confined in prison. And after many days, they will be punished. Then the moon will be abashed and the sun ashamed. For the Lord will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and his glory will be before the elders. So the moon's actually going to be embarrassed and the sun ashamed at what they've done. Everything I've said is biblical or scientific. We come from the kainos. It says, and the city has no need of the sun nor of the moon to give light for it, for the splendor and radiance of God will illuminate it, and the Lamb is its lamp. So what's the problem? The problem is the prison of your mind, not your condition. You're already a new creation. It's the way you think determining the way you see. So you see yourself in a river called time rather than being beyond time. You see yourself as being merely human. But Paul said, henceforward, I can think of no one in a merely human fashion. For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, the old order or the archaic. This is the archaic order. So it uses the word archaic. Archaic means this, that you're not from this. So you're not from here and you're from there and you're not from this time. So don't be conformed to this world, this age, Romans 12:2, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect for his sight for you. So you can prove your government of time. You can prove your government over creation. You can prove your government over the stars, over the cosmos. It's really interesting about the stars, how they're framed, that actually in every culture throughout time, they all have the same definitions of the 12 star signs. And if you look into the meaning of it, they were all about Jesus. There's a book called The Gospel in the Stars. They actually all proclaim, it says the heavens proclaim the glory of the Lord. But what happens is if we don't occupy, the enemy hasn't got his own kingdom. There's no kingdom that belongs to him. What he does is he occupies where we don't govern. So darkness is the absence of government. And we're meant to sit in these realms. Okay, I'm trying not to get controversial here. I'm trying to like, we're actually meant to sit in heavenly, okay, I'll use Jesus, I'll use Paul's word. We're seated in heavenly places, but where's heaven? The Bible says that heaven's at hand, and that when he created heaven, he separated the waters in this firmament, which is part of heaven, where he created the cosmos. So because we're in a heaven. And even when we go to heaven, that's not the highest heaven, because it says the heavens of heavens cannot contain God. But it says the heavens declare your wonders, the stars and the moon, the sky. So God defines us as heavens. It says there was war in the heavens. That's why there's damage in the cosmos. You'd have to be pretty ignorant not to realize that it's been messed up. So where are we, when it says we're seated in heavenly places, where are we seated? And how many seats can we sit in at the same time? It's really interesting that when Rick Joyner went to heaven, and he writes about it in The Final Quest, he actually saw that some of the saints are already reigning over different parts of space. Because it says, to him who overcomes, he will come and sit on my throne. What does he govern? The cosmos. The universe is our inheritance. We're co-heirs of the cosmos. He became the firstborn over all creation. Okay, thank you, Father. So it's the way we think determines the way we see. It says, go and tell us people, keep on hearing but not understanding. Keep on seeing but do not perceive. But to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. The rest is given in parables, seeing that they may not see and hearing they may not understand. God's looking for a generation that break the seed and the cares and the worries of this world for the true seed of life to come. Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But God wants to free your DNA to be trans-time, trans-earth, not under earth, not under the gravity of earth, not under the constraints of earth. I'll give you one example of how humans need to be untethered from earth. They did experiments, I'm just reading a book on it at the moment, where they actually put people in a room that would insulate them from the frequency of the planet, because the planet's got a frequency. These guys started getting depressed and down because they couldn't feel that frequency in their subconscious. So they actually tethered to the earth. So we need to be untethered from it, because we're not meant to be tethered here. We're meant to be able to have an inheritance in the stars, an inheritance in the cosmos. So we've got to be untethered from earth, because earth shouldn't define us. We should define earth. So let's stand up. We're going to pray now. Thank you, Father. I know there was a lot in that and I didn't cover it all. But I think that gives you like a beginning to begin to think about your relationship with time. Now, with all these things, it works simply. You just say, Lord, I want rich time today. I want to walk in rich time. I want to actually be free. And when you have a frustrating, dry day, how many of you guys think that God meant it when he said, John 10:10, I give you life and life more abundantly? What if you started to do so much more than you've ever done? The time starts to bend around you. When you're with your friends and family, it's rich time. When you're in the shower, you're going to heaven, you've been gone for a long time, and you come out. That's rest. That's Eden time. Like, I have some awesome encounters in the shower. I had an awesome one in your house. I went into the angelic canopy. It was awesome. In the shower. That's rich time. That's like my body's been refreshed, but my spirit's soaring. The Lord started to take me into the stars recently. and into space and into other places. And just recently, this is just, a personal thing, but the Lord took me out in the spirit and I went higher and higher and I was worshiping for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and he took me out and we were in space and he was with me. And Jesus said, I want you to shine. And I was embarrassed. I was like, you want me to shine? I don't want to shine brighter than you, Lord. And he laughed. And he said, don't worry, you can't shine brighter than me. And he said, in the future, you'll understand what I mean. So I started to just power up. And it was just like, I went translucent. And then I began to shine. And then light was just streaming out of me. Just like I was as powered up as I've ever been. And then the Lord pulled me back. And where I'd been, a star had been formed. And I knew it would be in the news that week. And that week, they published a picture of this star that had burst with a bubble. And it says star captured, being born. The interesting thing is, for the light to have hit here now, it must have been in the past. And I knew that when I moved in space, because to move through space, you move through time. So I went in the past to birth something that happened now. And then, interestingly, I was thinking about this. Lord, why would you want us to kickstart stars? How does that work? What's that all about? That week, they published an article on the internet saying, for some reason, we've only got 10% of the stars that we should have in the Milky Way. 90% haven't burst. They said the star at night should be so bright with stars. What's 10 the number of? Government. God saying, because remember, I do teachings on the number 10, but 10 means there's an absence of government, so we've only got 10% of the light in the night that we should have. What if we start to see more news reports and they start saying, another star's popped? What if the star starts to change, the heavens start to be flooded with light again, with a record of light, and we start to see there's something happening in the Milky Way? Can you believe for such things? Remember, all things are possible with God. Woo-wee. Thank you, Father. Okay, so Father, we want to pray together today for a shift in our relationship with time. And we come before the courts of heaven. Thank you that there's a place of justice that always exists for us, that we can come boldly as an ecclesia to find justice against the adversary. And we agree with the adversary and the voice of accusation that we've wasted time, we've been under time, we've squandered time, we've misspent time, we've not understood time, we've traded into the times and seasons of the earth, we've agreed with the word of the month, as if we're under the 12 months. We've agreed, Lord, with ideas about age. We've prophesied about youth movements and all this and that. And that's all great, Lord, but we've defined ourselves by the temporal. And I want to repent, Lord, of that. And I want to ask today, for us as an ecclesia, we all agree, Lord, we want a new relationship with time. We honor time, Lord, and we ask right now for repositioning, that the sun and the moon and the stars would be under our feet, that we would be above, not below, that you'd untether us from the influence of the sun and the moon, that it would not even harm our skin, that the radiation, solar flares would not harm us, and that you would be my shade. And I present in the court the word that you said, you will be my shade, that I've got a sun shade, I've got a moon shade, hidden in you, I'm free. That, Lord, I come from an era that's beyond this, that I'm from another era and another time and another place. Forgive me for defining myself in a merely human fashion. I say this far no longer, I used to think that way, but I draw a line today before the councils of God. And Lord, we want to be like Enoch, because Enoch was the pattern of our time, and Enoch saw through time. Enoch saw the mysteries of the heavens. He wrote the first book on space. Lord, forgive us for saying that space is unclean, that it's not relevant, when you've got a big dream for this universe, a big dream for this cosmos, and we're connected to that, vitally connected. Thank you, this is the era where we're going to change the times and seasons, that we're going to hasten the days. Lord, I ask for acceleration around everybody, that time would bend and stretch for fulfillment, that people have rich time in work, productive time, working smarter, not harder, that they would be in ease, that you'd get more done in a moment than you used to get done in a day. Solutions would seep into us. Reality would seep into us. Lord, I ask for more trans-relocation stories to be released in the courts of heaven. That you said we'd move to and fro, Lord. Just like what's happening with Millie, where time is always on time for us. That you give back the time that we've lost. Woo-wee. Whoa, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes. Yes. Can you feel like a peace come in? It's like when things are moving in the courts. Thank you for the courts, Lord. I know there's more to do, but I'm asking for you to begin to unravel the tethering in our DNA, the records that choke the seed of who we are, that our DNA is transdimensional, and you begin to untether us because we're not meant to just go in the spirit with our consciousness and our spirit. We're meant to take our bodies with us. And that's what Jesus is, the pattern of who we are, and he would appear and disappear. He looked like a ghost. When was the last time you looked like him? Phasing in and out of light, because we're not under the government of fallen light. Light doesn't govern us. We are light. We're not governed by photonic fallen collapse light with a record of death. We are sons of light in a kingdom of light with a father of light. And we're meant to rise and shine. Lord, we call forth the shining ones. We ask that we begin to glow and emanate life and immortality in our bodies, in the spirit. Lord, we ask for governance, and thank you for governance over weather patterns, governance over times and seasons. Because according to Jesus, his timing is always harvest. It depends on which time you live in. Hey, thank you, Father, for government of time over our animals and plants, over our bodies, over the night. We ask for redeeming of the night watch, that we begin to be conscious of what we dreamed, conscious of what we did, that we'd redeem the time, the night time. Lord, I ask you decrease our need for sleep. You'd untether us from the illusion of tiredness when we can have God who strengthens us. We draw on the strength of heaven, not the strength of the earth. Because you said those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Thank you, Father. So just begin to pop it now. Hey, untethering. Untethering from the encoding of men's words and the limitations that have been put in the record of our DNA. Disconnected from the record of previous generations that's inhibiting us from being revealed sons. For as we've borne the image of the earthly, so we shall bear the image of the heavenly. Lord, reconfigure us into the heavenly. Lord, let this be the first immortal generation. That we've been given the gospel of life and immortality. That those who eat my body will not perish or see decay. That scripture is going to be fulfilled. Paul saw it. He said, I tell you a mystery, not all of you will sleep. In other words, not all of you will come under the death. We want to be like Enoch, who skipped death and didn't even see it, it says. Didn't even have a wave to death. I don't even have to wave at death, Father. Whoa, thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yay. Wah. Plug in right now to the energy of the Father. Let your gates open. Let the frequency change. It's all about frequencies. Don't be in a lower frequency of existence. Hey. Woo. Yay. Wow, 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 wow. Shinka danga donga benga dinga dinga ding 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 ding. Yay. Redeeming the times, Lord. If we've missed times with people and we've lost time, Father, forgive us. And I ask for redeeming time. Even with the cloud of witnesses, some of you may not have had the quality time, but with people that have died. But we ask for redeeming time, Lord. The quality time with the saints. Quality time with our children. Quality time with our parents. Quality time with our friends. quality time, to enjoy the moment, to not be always driven by time and clock watching. We repent of clock watching, gazing at the clocks, looking at clocks, letting clocks determine our lives, coming into the government of what time break time is, lunch time is, coming into the government of what people think. Thank you, Jesus, that you weren't moved by what poor people thought. You didn't go to Lazarus when you should have. You lived in your own time. You sat at the well when you should have been ministering somewhere else, but that's where God wanted you. And Lord, we come out of the programming of time. We come out of the government of the pattern of time. We become unpredictable. We become like the wind, unpredictable, uncontrollable, unrestrainable. We offer no apology for being about the Father's business. We allow ourselves to become mysterious and strange, that phenomena happens around us every day. Strange things happen. The wilderness blooms. Life in the desert. Millie Bennett just talked with me about how she was in Israel and the Lord gave them an assignment in the desert to release streams in the desert. When they prayed, such a torrent broke out that their car was in a river and people were saying, get out. And boulders were hitting the car, clunking. And they were just praying like crazy. And they were being carried along by a stream that burst out in the desert. And when they got out of the water, there was no damage to the car. It was just muddy. There was no water in it. The people were amazed. They called them out and they were like, how is there no water in your car? Where did the water come from? I see something for Australia. I don't believe that it's meant to be wilderness. It's meant to be Eden. Remember Eden Springs. And it's only like it is right now because we've accepted what's encoded in the record of our DNA from our ancestors that have told us there is a wilderness. But it's not a wilderness. That's just the way we think is determined in the way we see. But I see streams in the wilderness. I see streams in the desert. I see the wilderness blooming. I see a climate shift, climate change. It doesn't matter what they're saying about global warming, because we're not under their government. We're under another government. We're under the government of life, not death. We're not of the tomb or of the womb. We're birthing a new era from the future. And we call, Lord, the wilderness into alignment. And some of you have got assignments to fulfill for transformation. Transformation of releasing wilderness into bloom and rejoice and be glad. Ooh-wee. Hey, hey, shukabonga, dingy, 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 dingy. Woo. Whoa, responding to the sons. Responding to your sonship, Christ in you. Life-giving spirits. Thank you, Father. That's good. You guys okay? Thank you, Father. You feeling good? Yeah. I know you might be tired. Hey, I was praying till 2 last night here, and I just feel like running at the moment, because the thing is, I've had to learn how do you dig into God? This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God, digging into your divinity in Him, your mystic union. I'm pulling on it right now. I'm not believing the illusion of need and lack. I'm believing that I have food to eat that you know not of. I'm pulling on that substance until we're transfiguring, until there's so much light coming out of us, until we're running up walls. It says they will run up walls. We've got to start to disentangle. I know you're so used to tiredness. You're used to the age that you are. You're used to thinking you need food. It's like in the Matrix movie, Neo's like fighting, and they say to him, do you think that's air that you're breathing? Because he's out of breath. He's going, and he says, do you think you're actually breathing air? And he realizes, actually, I'm not breathing air. And he stops and he begins to learn that he can jump over buildings, and then he learns he can fly, and he learns he can distort the world around him, and then he starts to see the coding that exists. That's the freeing of your mind, because the prison in the Matrix movie was such a prophetic film. It said the prison was their mind. And he says, I've come to free your mind. He says, I can't make you choose to free your mind, but I can offer you the red pill or the blue pill. It's all there right now, see? It's all in your mind is determining the world that you see. Woo. Like, you can be in the earth, but not of this world. I'm in a different world right now. This is another thing. Different worlds can exist in the same room. Hey. Ooh. Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Breaking it. This might be frustrating you right now. I hope I'm frustrating you. It's fine. Yay! Thank you, Jesus. Wow! He's going to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or even dare to think. Crazy days, I speak over you. Crazy days, unusual days. You're not in a normal time. You're in a crazy days. These are days of wonder. These are days of awe. These are days that we've never seen before. Breaking through, something new. Change is coming through now. We engage with it. Hey, crazy days, the unveiling. For a long time, we've been waiting for the manifestation. We've got to change our language and say, I am a revealed son. It's a recent thing I've been saying. I'm saying, no longer am I concealed. I am revealed. It's the way I think. I'm not going to be from the past. I'm of the future where we're revealed. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm a revealed son. And now I'm starting walking around the place saying, I'm revealed. I'm revealed, and the presence comes off you, and the life comes off you, and the glory comes off you, and you begin to change. Ha! Transfiguration. Hey. Do you think that's your normal face you're looking at? Do you think that's what you look like? I was saying to these guys, I once preached, and during my preach, my face changed 5 times. I had 5 different faces in the same session. Many faces. Woo! Wow! You can go back to what you've been in if you want. That's your choice. I can't go back. I can. I've fallen upwards. It's like the choice has been made. My decision's been made. And I won't look back off, or even slow down. And I won't look away. I'm moving forwards. The die has been cast and I've stepped over the line. It's a Godfrey Birtle song. The decision's been made. I'm moving forwards and I won't let up, look back, or even slow down. Whoa. Yay. Whoa. My shackles have gone. My feet have been freed. So over the wall, I will jump. I had a dream. Whoa, Rich and I were in a car and we were driving into the future, and we went down an alley and there was a brick wall. And the Lord says, you've got to go through the wall into the future. And I turned around because I didn't know how that was going to work out for us. I drove back and 3 black vans pulled up. Angels got out like bouncers and they blocked the way and they said, I apologize, we respect you, but you can't go that way. And they were kind of bossy, like hard angels. I had this dream the next day. I went into the city center, and I kid you not, the same 3 black vans pulled up alongside the road in Cardiff while my wife and I were in town. I was flabbergasted because I've never seen 3 black vans ever in my life. I've never even seen a black van like these with blackened glass, 3 of them. And they pulled up next to us. Then I had another dream, and the Lord says, your future is in another room that's behind that wall. But there's no door. We've got to go through the wall. Yeah! Yay! Woo-hoo-hoo! Wow! Yay! Ho-ho! Hey! I had a dream the other night where my body was shaping and being transfigured, and I was putting my arm into the wall, and I was feeling the pipes. I was like following the pipes around the wall. I was like going, hey! Woo! Thank you, Father. Yay. It's lunchtime. It should be lunchtime. You're feeling it. I can feel it. But something's happening. Way. Ooh. Way, yeah. This is like God's doing something with me here, showing you something. I know it's frustrating you. It's meant to. But I'm not frustrated. I'm in another world, pulling on the power of the age to come, living in another dimension. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah! Yay! Wow! Woohoo! Yay! Wow! I'm not human. This isn't human behavior. This is not human message. Paul said, this is not a human message. Ooh. Ooh. Wow. Yes. Woohoo. Yeah. Whoa. Impartation. You get an impartation. It's caught, not taught. You're getting impartation of the life and immortality of the gospel, that if any man be in Christ, we've been planted into the likeness of his tomb and planted into his life. You've already died. Decay is not for us. We're of light. We're of life. We're of immortality. We're incorruptible seed. We're not from here. We're transtime. We're eternity in our hearts. Oh, I have food to eat that you know not of. Whoa, I know I'm hitting stuff because it said eat all that you have to eat on your plate. Fear of lack, fear of dying, fear of poverty, fear of not having enough food. So we eat mega portions just in case we might miss a meal. Yay. Do you think your body will be harmed if you don't have lunch? Do you think you need lunch in the realm of the kingdom? There's food to eat that you know not of. Yay. Woo. Woo. Donga ding 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 ding. Open, 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 open. Yeah. Woo. Yay. Woo. Shoo, 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 shoo. Freedom right now from tiredness, freedom from that tiredness spirit, the spirit of apathy, the spirit of slumbering, the disconnection from the slumbering spirit, divorcing in the courts from the spirit of slumber. Arise and shine, wake up, arise and shine, wake up, arise and shine, wake up, 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 life, 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 life. Wake up, 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 life, 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 life. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, life, life. John 10:10, fullness, fullness of life, life, life. Life, life, they will run and not grow weary. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Life, 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 life. Woo! Do you think that's air you're breathing now? Bring on the super athletes. The super athletes are coming. I just say right now, the world records are going to be broken in the coming days as the Lord releases the power of Elijah on a generation. The power of Elijah. The power of Elijah. That they will outrun horses. They will outrun chariots. Whoa, we honor the spirit of Elijah and the manifestation of Elijah. Thank you that Elijah's present right now. Guys, the spirit of Elijah's here. I can feel Elijah. That's what Elijah sounds like, the frequency. Hey, 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 hey. Thank you, Lord. Clothe us in the power of Elijah. Clothe us in the energy and life of the divinity. A generation that aren't tired, aren't weary, without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. Not slumbering, but awake. Not sleepy virgins with oil, but awakened ones that move through time and say, he's coming. Move through space and say, he's coming. Messengers of your face. Messengers of another place and another time. A mystery revealed. Days of awe and wonder. Gotta have.